Welcome to the show.
Mr. Mark Daly, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, my gosh, Drew! Man, I'm...
Yes.
I can't tell you how much. I can't tell you how much I've missed this.
I've
missed this.
Me too.
I don't want to get all emotional and verklempt and everything, but I've missed this.
As have I, my friend.
Oh man!
Especially having to sit through this long baseball season we had. Thank God we have something else to root for.
Yeah, it's been a long baseball season. October 5th can't get here soon enough, but. Well, like I've been saying, before we jump into the Big Ten, like I've been saying, maybe you agree or disagree, I'm still optimistic that the Tigers could possibly be at least relevant next year. What I want to see this year is at least the moments of brilliance and flashes. Come on, they're 3-2 in their last five games. That's okay considering the rest of the season. I feel like they could be somewhat relevant next year, and I'm anticipating moments of brilliance here and there between October 5th. You don't think so?
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, their schedule is kind of light. They've got some tough ones coming up, but still we've got good pitching. I mean, our pitchers have gotten down. Unfortunately, I just don't know where our runs are going to come from.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of been our big problem the whole year. I mean, our pitchers have been great. I mean, it's Manning, I felt terrible for him. I mean, luckily they finally, you know, scored some runs, got him a win the other day. But, I mean, it's been, yeah, they just, I mean, Cabrera was at 300. Now he's not hitting anything. I mean, they got Grossman out of here. Now he's kind of, well, he was hitting the ball, and now he's not. So, I mean, it's, like I said, they just don't have anybody to score many runs.
Yeah. Offensive production has been bad, and it hasn't lived up to what we thought we were going to have at the start of the season. We had some people who could actually get out on base. Tucker Barnhart, yeah, he was brought in to help out the pitching, but he was okay at the plate, and he's been a dud, 100% dud this year at the plate.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, like you said, he started off looking promising. I mean, it was like, oh, things actually worked out. Avila finally did something right. Nah. Never mind.
But they brought up this kid from the Mud Hens. They brought Cary Carpenter, and his first games, games, I mean, he's slinging it. The last couple, meh. But first couple games, he's been slinging it. So maybe, we'll see.
Yeah. Right. I hope so. I mean, don't be wrong. You know me. I'm a Tigers guy, man. I mean, I was really looking forward to baseball. Finally went to my first opening day. There I was. We actually squeaked one out at the end, and I'm going, you know what? You know, like Avila said last year, they're building, they're not rebuilding. Oh, no, we're rebuilding the rebuild on top of the rebuild at this point. I mean, it's like, it's bad. It's so disappointing.
Well, with them going to be bringing in a new GM, we'll see.
We will see.
Let's have our famous and our favorite Detroit sports team logo or slogan here, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Oh, we already talking about the Lions?
That was the Tigers. Maybe next year. Lions? Maybe this year. Have you been watching? Yeah. Have you been watching Hard Knocks?
Let's just say the stock of Kool-Aid has gone up big time after watching Hard Knocks.
I know. Let me. I have my Honolulu Blue Cooler Kool-Aid right here.
Oh my gosh! I mean, each week it's so misleading. I believe because it's still the Lions that we know and love. But unfortunately, I watch. I love Campbell. I mean, he's a wild man. There's no doubt about it.
I wasn't.
One butt cheek and three toes is all you need, I guess.
I wasn't a fan last year because there's no crying in football. I wasn't a fan last year, but I'm warming up to him this year, especially when he's dropping 15 expletives in the first 30 seconds of episode three. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I liked it. The show's been great. I have loved that show.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been really drinking down the Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid, and we'll see. Final tweak for the Lions this week when they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it's going to be a win. Doesn't really matter, but that's kind of the way I'm leaning.
That's the hard part. You know, whose backups are better, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the tough one on that. I know. Well, according to – I think what Campbell said, though, was all the starters are – all the stars are going to be in except Goff.
Yeah. Oh, Goff's not playing?
I thought that's what he said.
See, I want to see more Goff on HBO Max. I've had no Goff. I want more Goff.
Well, I'm guessing there's a reason for that. You know, they still want us to have hope, and they know what we saw, and they know. I think you know, they're trying to. They still want us to have hopes for our season. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's so. In all honesty, where are you at as far as you know? There's a lot of hopes and dreams right now, but you know, with your feet on the ground, what do you think as far as wins and losses
this year?
Have you predicted this yet?
We've talked about it with a couple other people already, and I'm thinking 8-9 still for the Lions.
If we get to 8-9, I'll be a happy man. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I mean,
man, yeah.
Like you said, watching Campbell and the players and everything, yeah, I mean, you want to see playoffs, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No.
We've got a lot of pieces to add to make this work.
Right. 8-9, as far as the NFC North goes, they're gonna sweep the Bears, they're going to split with Minnesota, and they're going to get beat by the Green Bay Packers twice.
You think we'll split with Minnesota?
I think we'll split with Minnesota.
I'd say that's a good possibility.
But I still think we'll have more wins than Minnesota overall. That's why we'll get second in the NFC North.
All right. You think we're going to beat – yeah, Chicago's offense is so inept. I mean, I'd say that you got a good point there. That's definitely a team that we could beat twice.
Yeah, they're a dumpster fire.
They are. Yeah. They truly are. And that doesn't hurt my feelings at all, so.
And I'm still going with the two losses against Green Bay, but I'm starting to waver on that a little bit because Green Bay's got some issues up there too, and I really hate Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah, the ponytail, who doesn't?
Don't get me wrong.
I mean,
if I saw him at a sports Comic-Con or something, I would get his autograph, but I'm still not going to like him.
I would get his autograph just to use that to wipe you-know-what. All right? I think that's all I would do with his autograph.
All right. Well, hey, let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it. Are you ready for our first Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8 Ball picks of the season, Week 0?
Oh, my gosh. I've never been more ready.
I'm so ready for football. All right. You got the sheet, albeit a little late. My bad. I apologize. But we've got two Big Ten games this week. We have from Dublin, Ireland, Nebraska versus Northwestern. Nebraska picked to win this one at 11.5. We were talking about this a little bit the other day. Nebraska, not a great football team, but it's like they tested everybody they faced last year.
Hell yeah. Especially early on. They just lost to a lot of good teams. Like, remember, we talked about them many times. I mean, I thought a good team. They just kept playing. Everybody was a little bit better, so they're always losing by, you know, 3 points, a touchdown. I mean, it was always – they were in about every game they played in.
Right. And Northwestern, I just don't have a bead on both of these teams this year. They're typically both in the bottom half of the Big Ten. So it's not a great matchup, but I'll take it. I'll go first this year. I'm thinking that Nebraska will just kind of squeak out the win at Northwestern, maybe get a few things – or versus Northwestern, maybe get a few things turned around this year. I think they might be a little bit better this year than they were last year. So Nebraska gets the win, 11.5. They beat the spread over Northwestern on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of doing I had to do a little reading on these guys too. Obviously, start of the season, we don't know what we're dealing with.
Right.
Even at Northwestern, I was kind of trying to do some, you know, homework on them. Really, you know, it was hard to really, there's just not that much out there on them. I don't think, to be honest with you, not many people care much about Northwestern football. other than those who went to Northwestern.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true.
Nebraska got a, you know, redshirt freshman that played a couple years, but he, only started a couple games. So, you know, I still think 11.5. I think that's, plenty for Northwestern to cover, for the Cornhuskers. I just hate Frost. I'd like to see him lose, but I got to take Nebraska.
Taking Nebraska on this one. All right.
Yep.
Now, typically, we were letting the 8-ball pick first, but I think the rule there was if the 8-ball's winning, then we were giving us a chance and we were letting the 8-ball go first. So now the 8-ball's going to go last until it decides to win. Right now, let's see here. Magic 8-ball, will Nebraska win with the spread? It says you may rely on it. So the Magic 8-ball. Going with Nebraska, going with the spread. So we're all right there. We're all on the Cornhuskers bandwagon this year, or at least for this week. From my homeland of Ireland. I think my wife's eyes just rolled a little bit. All right.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
All right. 4 o'clock. I'm always hearing how I'm not as Irish as she is. 4 o'clock Saturday, Wyoming at Illinois, and the Illini are favored by 13. What do you think?
Well, that's the what? Wyoming, is that the Cowboys?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think so. I believe it is. But then again, I have to double check. But, yeah, there again, the little bit of homework I had time for last night, I'm just going to make it easy. I'm going Big Ten. I'm taking Illinois right off the bat.
I think you kind of have to on these first two, on this game anyway. You're going with the Illini. Like I said, I'm gonna follow suit on this also. I don't know much about Illinois. I know even less about Wyoming. But Illinois, when you compare them to the rest of the Big Ten, they're also kind of a dumpster fire. But just because they're in the Big Ten, I think that puts them a little bit above some of these other schools that don't get the talent that the Big Ten does. So for that, I'm going with the Illini as well in this game this weekend.
Fighting Illini.
The Fighting Illini. Let's see what the Magic 8-Ball says. Magic 8-Ball, will the Fighting Illini win with the spread? He's thinking. Magic 8-Ball is thinking. Hasn't completely made a decision yet. It is decidedly so.
Come on.
It's a very anticlimactic Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball today. There's been no separation.
Man.
And the Magic 8-Ball doing whatever it can to defend its win last year. I got 122. You're in the hunt. You're in the hunt up until the NFL playoffs. You were there right there at 126 is where you finished.
Yep.
And the Magic 8-Ball pulled in 129 wins last year.
That is wild to me, though. You figure all the games we picked, everything that went on for us to be that close, all the three of us, is pretty wild.
Well, remember, we actually had to come back. We were getting destroyed.
Mark. I remember.
For our listeners' sake, we were getting destroyed.
I forgot where we were at. We made a comeback at the end. I did. I remember that 100%.
We made a run. It was right around the time we decided that the 8-Ball had to pick first while it was winning. All right, man.
Well, there is a little bit of, I guess maybe a little bit of, luck with going last. I don't know. It worked.
It's more strategery. I'm going to use that word. It's not a real word. I'm going to use it anyway. It's more strategery. You get to see what the 8-Ball's picking. And I'm like, hey, if that's close, if we feel like they can beat the spread, I'm going to go the other way.
Right. Well, like you said, especially toward the end for us, it was kind of a – I remember some of those games I picked, there was no way I thought they would come in, and they did.
Right.
I mean, hey, baby, it's football.
It is. That's why they play the games. All right. Are we watching Big Ten football this weekend?
We'll see. I don't know if I have that game on or not. I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days, so chances are pretty slim I'll be able to catch those important end of the season games there. So we'll see.
All right, man. Well, Drew, I'm so glad football season's here. I'm so glad that we're back doing this every Friday, and I'm just looking forward to the rest of it. Big week next week. Big week next week.
Oh boy, that's going to be a big week.
All right.
That'll be, it's always fun to see our buddy starts.
I'm sure we'll talk a little bit between now and then. All right?
Hey. All right, brother.
We'll see you, Drew.
All right, Mark. Take care, brother.
Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We're back with more.